Well, a good week ago, I'd say, my son woke up in the middle of the night and through a kind of sleepy haze, he asked, "Is it Christmas yet?" My wife gently assured him, "Not quite, sleepyhead, but we're getting there." That was a good 8 days ago, so you can imagine the energy in our home these past few days. And, well, I know you can imagine it. It's an exhilarating time of year, an epic time of year, and no matter what your age is, we finally reached the crescendo. So I'm going to preach a very short sermonette this evening, because, well, I know the sooner that you get home, the sooner Santa Claus comes. So I'm all for that. So here goes. A couple nights back, I just put the kids down. It's a theme in our house, getting them to bed. And my wife was out of town, and I'd turned on the television, hopes to catch some of the hockey game. And I was quickly drawn in before getting to the game to that BBC documentary, Planet Earth, narrated by David Attenborough. You know this series, right? Very soothing and peaceful. It's also sad and depressing and distressing at times, especially if you love ecosystems and animals in this perilous time. Well, anyway, I started to watch this show, and, you know, over the course of the last decade, I've seen a lot of it, but I found myself watching a segment that I'd never seen before. And David Attenborough was talking the viewer through the life and ritual of the kingfish, a fish endemic to the South Pacific. So these are saltwater fish. And I learned that pound for pound, these are some of the most powerful fish in the sea. And they can be as large as humans. And they're very smart, strategic, savvy fish. And interestingly enough, there's solidarity in their life. They live alone, or they live in very small clusters of schools. So for the vast majority of their lives, they live alone. But what's interesting about the kingfish is that once a year, they gather. All the kingfish gather collectively at the Bazaruto Archipelago, and they make this extraordinary journey far inland up the Manitoutou River. And they're led by one fish on their journey up the river, the king of all kingfish. And this fish guides these hundreds of fish up the river. Miles and miles they go up into the fresh water. And as they get further and further into the lazy, turbid waters, the kingfish seem to transform from powerful, strategic hunters to these peaceful pilgrims. They swim gently together, and they float lazily along, and then this amazing thing happens. On some unknown cue, they all suddenly stop, and they begin to circle, kind of like you'd see sort of synchronized swimmers. They circle, and they circle in unison as if one fish just circling round and round. And these hundreds of kingfish annually synchronize swim, and they do so for a week or two at a time in these fresh waters. And there's no evidence of breeding, and they're certainly not hunting. Rather, they're simply majestically moving all as one. So David Attenborough, in that very, you know, beautiful voice, he asked the viewer, "Well, what are they doing? What are they doing?" And the truth is, nobody knows. We don't know what these kingfish are doing with this ritual annual dance. All we know is that after a few weeks of swimming in this circle, they'll retrace their journey and return to life in the great big turbulent sea. Well, I watched this spellbound. I never made it to the hockey game. What are these fish up to? I thought to myself. You know, one guess, I was speculating, maybe they're making these laps and they're maybe trying to kill off a parasite that they acquire in the salt water, and that only in the fresh water can it be killed. You know, sort of from theological terms, maybe like sin or something like that. But my primary guess is that they just need to be with one another once a year. They need to be accounted for by the king of kingfish, and thus feel interconnected to the larger kingfish family. And in the safe space of the fresh water river, they can do this. They can be together without threats, and they can, if you will, dream together, and they can be listless together, and they can restore to health together. And then after a week, well, they've had enough, and they're ready to start anew. So they head back into the great big sea to grapple with everything that comes with those turbulent waters. You know, watching these fish got me thinking that we may not know what they're up to, but we're all doing the exact same thing here tonight. It's true, right? And we'll do so for the next week. We live all spread out across the globe, across the lands, and we live in stressful times, and we live stressful lives, and we feel separated from one another, and we feel separated from the King. So once a year, on Christmas Eve, we all pilgrimage to the manger, where we gather and reunite and reacquaint, and we make our peaceful journey to see the King, this baby Jesus. And for the next week, we'll circle one another, we'll love one another, we'll reunite the human family, and we'll reevaluate how we want to live and share stories and share memories and set new hopes. And then just when we've had enough, when the time comes, we'll head back to our more solitary lives, our stormy, stressful lives, and we'll be safe doing so because we know we've gotten that Christmas respite that we so desperately, I'll bet somewhat subconsciously, recognize that we need. Why do we do this dance every year? Well, the truth is we don't really know, but we know that it sustains us. And we know that without community moving together and gathering wisdom from one another, and without bowing a knee to the King, the Christ, well, if we don't do that at least annually or weekly in some cases, we fall away. And then we fall apart, and we fail to survive in the great big world. So, it's good we're all here tonight in the fresh water. Because more than ever, we need this ritual. More than ever, this ritual will save us and our planet. More than ever, we need this day of peaceful gathering. Hey, Dad, is it Christmas yet? Praise God, son. Finally, we made it upstream. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.